You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A jury in southeastern Wisconsin has found a hospital at fault for an issue involving a birth 6 years ago. Stuart J. Waddles tells us more.
In a medical malpractice case, a Racine family has been awarded $10 million. It comes after their daughter suffered brain damage due to the misuse of Pitocin during childbirth at Ascension All Saints. The jury found that the OB and the hospital were negligent in administering a high dose of the labor-inducing drug. That caused excessive contractions that led to a lack of oxygen for Kamaya Minor, now 6 years old. That three-week trial wrapped up earlier this month.
And Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin has joined another multi-state lawsuit, this time to protect the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. In the lawsuit filed with 22 other states, the coalition argues that the dismantling of the CFPB would cause significant harm to consumers and block enforcement of federal consumer protection laws. The agency oversees big banks, lenders, and credit companies to protect residents from aggressive business practices. The CFPB was formed in the wake of the Great Recession. And a Republican-sponsored education funding bill passed the Wisconsin State Assembly this week. The bill would require school districts to spend 70% of its operating expenses in the classroom. Those expenses would include teacher salaries, tuition, and instructional supplies, as well as things like athletic programs and extracurricular activities. The spending requirement would not include things like transportation, staff training, or food services. Districts could risk losing state aid payments if they don't meet the bill requirements. And the NFL draft in Green Bay is Wisconsin's Super Bowl, and it's just 58 days away. Visit Wausau is joining Minocqua and offering a shuttle that will take visitors straight to Lambeau. And it won't be just us locals. This will bring a surge of visitors to the area, with an economic impact estimated to be around $500,000. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden has filed for the impeachment of a federal judge who issued a preliminary injunction against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The injunction stems from a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and other states to stop the group from accessing sensitive Treasury records, including Social Security numbers. Musk called for Judge Paul Engelmayer's impeachment the day after the injunction was issued. And on Tuesday, Congressman Van Orden introduced the bill. And Congressman Mark Pocan joined State Representatives Jody Emerson, Christian Phelps, and State Senator Jeff Smith for a town hall with farmers in Chippewa Falls on Friday. The town hall was hosted by the Wisconsin Farmers Union and saw a number of agricultural workers share concerns on the unsteady status of federal funding targeted by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Local state Republicans, as well as Congressman Tom Tiffany and Derek Van Orden, were invited to the event but did not attend. And equipment from Project Lifesaver was key in locating a lost youth this past weekend. Derek Tritz tells us more.
They were found in a dumpster behind a gas station by Officer Travis Sutton. The child has cognitive disabilities that make them prone to wandering into potentially dangerous situations. Project Lifesaver provided them with a small personal transmitter that allowed the local Project Lifesaver agency to locate the child and send a trained emergency response team to the child's general location. Within an hour of being notified, the child was safely helped out, treated for cold exposure, and returned to their family.
And average gas prices have fallen over 4 cents the past week. The average today is now $2.86. Officials at Gas Buddy say to enjoy the slight declines while they last. Because as we inch closer to March, the typical March madness will eventually take hold. With the changeover to summer gas, we're likely to see an upward movement in the weeks ahead. Two bills were proposed to the Wisconsin State Legislature last week. One was to limit the ability of local governments to restrict residents from having vegetable gardens and chicken flocks. If passed into law, the chicken-related bill would force local governments to allow homes to keep less than 5 chickens or quails. But local governments can require permits for the birds. The garden-related bill would stop local governments from not allowing or needing permits for vegetable or flower gardens. And Wisconsin wildlife experts are warning residents not to post the locations of rare birds on social media. It's to avoid birdwatchers from flocking to the area. Residents in northern areas of the state have seen an increase in the number of snowy owl sightings this year, and officials say crowds of people gathering to snap pictures of them could be stressful and dangerous for the bird. And if residents do happen to come across one of the owls, they should watch them from a distance. and Sunday was the final day in the 16-day-long sturgeon spearing season in the Lake Winnebago system. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin DNR says 943 prehistoric fish were harvested this year. That doubled last year's harvest, even with poor water clarity issues. Harvest caps were not reached during the season. The 90 to 99% harvest trigger on the upriver lakes was hit, but that was late Sunday afternoon. The DNR adds that 63 fish weighing over 100 pounds were harvested this season.
And with the warmer weather, we need to be ready for some possible flooding. The frost depth matters when it comes to snow melt and rain arriving. From the frequent cold snaps throughout the winter, this season it's considered normal to above normal. Frost depths currently range from 15 inches to as deep as 38 inches, which is much more than we observed this time last year. The deeper the frost depth, the more runoff possible, because the frozen ground will not allow water to readily pass through the surface and be absorbed. And this is one of the primary factors why floods happen during this time of year. Do you have a written budget? Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz tells us why you should.
People are budgeting more than ever, and nearly 9 in 10 think everyone should budget, according to Debt.com. Budgeting is a practical way to stay in charge of your money, even when life gets unpredictable. Having a budget means knowing exactly how much is coming and going out each month and planning where and when to spend. Plus, budgeting is essential if you want to pay off debt. Here's some tips in a handy way as you embark on your journey to financial wellness. The first step is to calculate your monthly net income after taxes and deductions so you know how much you bring home. If you have several sources of income, you may need to check your bank accounts and pay stubs or consult your accountant on this step. Track your spending, whether you prefer an app on your phone, computer software, or simply a notebook to jot down your expenses. Keeping track of your spending is critical. It helps you see where you spend your money rather than where you think you are. Categorize your spending, set up a spending budget, choose a budgeting system, pay bills on time. Automatic payments can be scheduled beforehand and help avoid late fees and penalties for missed payments. Contribute to your retirement, save for the big things, and build an emergency fund. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin.
And the Sakayogon Chippewa community near Crandon, along with the Indigenous Cannabis Industry Association, are hosting the third annual Wisconsin Cannabis Industry and Policy Summit. Topics covered include industrial hemp and fiber, the Farm Bill and how to navigate current legislation, and the advancement of plant medicine, recreational hemp and cannabis, and more. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. At the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Devontae Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even bad reviews, word of mouth, and almost a 70% drop-off from its first weekend of release couldn't knock Captain America Brave New World from number one at the box office. The film took in a little over $28 million at theaters this past weekend to remain atop the feature film leaderboard here in the U.S. The most recent Marvel film has now brought in $141 million domestically after a $100 million-plus opening last weekend. Big drop-offs for Marvel films are becoming a bit of a concern for Disney Studios. Ant-Man and Wasp, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Thor, Love and Thunder also saw big drop-offs from weeks 1 to 2. In the number 2 slot this past weekend was The Monkey, a gory thriller which pulled in a little over $14 million in its debut weekend. Another win for Neon Studios, which released the surprise hit Long Legs last year. Rounding out the top 5 were Paddington in Peru, which finished in 3rd place, Dogman was in 4th, and Heart Eyes finished in 5th place. Awards season is in the home stretch, with the Oscars less than a week away. The 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are in the books and could give us some hints for next week's Oscar broadcast. Timothy Chalamet and Demi Moore took home the awards for Best Male and Female Actor in a Leading Role in the Feature Film category. Conclave won the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana for Amelia Perez. Kieran Culkin won Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. Outstanding Performance by a Lead Actor in a Limited Series went to Colin Farrell for his role in The Penguin, and Jessica Gunning won the same award for her role in Baby Reindeer. Switching to comedy, Jean Smart took home the Best Female Acting Award for Hacks, and Martin Short won in the same category for a male actor for Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders also won Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Shogun. Not a huge surprise there. Here's a Pete pick if you're looking for something to watch on the small screen. The Gorge, starring Miles Teller and Anna Joy Taylor, is a thriller about two snipers standing watch over a mysterious foggy patch of land between two watchtowers. The two find out they might just be guarding the gates of hell and are not supposed to ask questions or even communicate with each other. They do, and fall in love. The film isn't perfect and drags during the romance scenes, but the concept is fun. Is it a great film? No, but it is a great Netflix movie. If you think for one second that being the son of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver will help you get roles in Hollywood, you are mistaken, at least according to the son of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. Patrick Schwarzenegger insists he did not get his role in season 3 of White Lotus because he's a Nepo baby, adding that people don't realize he took acting lessons for 10 years and put on plays in high school. Yeah, a lot of people do. Maybe Patrick Schwarzenegger is a great actor, but come on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high near 43. Chance of rain and snow tonight, a low around 30. Could see some patchy fog. For Wednesday, chance of snow or rain, a high near 40 degrees. Wednesday night, clouds and 29. Thursday, mostly cloudy and 38.
Right now, 35.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.